Saw platinum energy, energizing dreams. Coming up this afternoon, government takes decisive action against illegal mining by deploying military personnel to protect key river bodies and forest reserves. We'll be live with our reporter for more. Also coming up, former Lands and Natural Resources Minister Samuel Abujanapo says a declaration of a state of emergency on illegal mining by President Mahama would serve as a clear demonstration of the government NDC's commitment to addressing the menace.
The most important thing is that this government believed that a state of emergency is the best tool to deal with illegal small-scale mining. And they have the opportunity, and that's what people are saying, follow through with your commitment as of declaring a state of emergency. If merits or otherwise, we can get into it.
More, as it says, it forms part of the party's promises to the people and urge the party to take full responsibility for it. Also later, Supreme Court to decide if Ghana Bar Association holds constitutional monopoly on lawyers' representation as Saudi MP Roxon Nelson Dafiamapo leads charge against GBA's sole representation in a landmark lawsuit at the Apex Court.
You make payment of dues the entire year and you get nothing from the association. That is a fact. Even a common sticker that the association has, you have to purchase the sticker.
Details on this. Plus, Director of Special Operations at National Security Richard Jagba demands an investigation into former Attorney General Godfred Dame over alleged misconduct and attempted evidence manipulation. Also, government set to review the curricula for kindergarten through to primary six and what the Education Minister describes as a bold step to reshape the country's educational foundation.
But I've assured the Director General of GES that they have your absolute support in ensuring and not compromising on any matter of discipline.
We have details as educationists say the review is long overdue. We have sports.
Ghana Boxing Authority vows to provide medical care for boxers after bouts following the tragic passing of Ernest Akushe Bahobali.
We'll bring you that and more on the Midday News. I am Pierre Lefouri. This is Joy News, independent, fearless and credible. This afternoon, government is taking bold steps to protect its precious water bodies from the ravages of illegal mining, also known as galamsey. The Lands and Natural Resources Ministry has announced plans to deploy military and security forces to key river bodies, marking a significant escalation in the fight against the environmental menace. Now, joining us right now is my colleague Maxwell Aklobato. Maxwell, good afternoon, and thank you for your time on the Midday News.
Good afternoon, Phil.
Well, we know that the Lands and Natural Resources Ministry has announced plans to deploy the military and security forces to key river bodies. Now, how different is this from the work of the Blue Water Guard?
Yeah, so Phil, the Deputy Minister for the Lands and Natural Resources Ministry, Honorable Sulemana, explained that unlike the Blue Water Guard, whose interventions are often temporary, the military's presence will serve as a stronger deterrent. He noted that illegal miners usually return to the site after being displaced by the Blue Water Guard, which makes the current approach unsustainable. So according to him, deploying the military or setting up permanent security zones along the river bottom will actually provide continuous enforcement and prevent the miners from regrouping.
And how did government explain that this measure will curtail the menace?
Hello, Phil.
Hello, Maxwell. If you can hear me, I'm asking that how did government explain that this measure will curtail the galamsey fight?
Yeah, so the deputy minister stated that since the Blue Water Guard is already there, and then they try to chase these illegal miners, they actually come back later on. They come back after they have been dispersed. So they're setting up these permanent security zones along the river bodies which have been affected by illegal mining to actually face these illegal miners permanently without them being recruited.
Maxwell Akloboto, thank you very much for that update. Meanwhile, former Lands and Natural Resources Minister Samuel Apudjenapo has downplayed the government's recent announcement to declare forest reserves and water bodies as security zones, suggesting it won't bring significant change. Apudjenapo says the declaration of a state of emergency on illegal mining by President John Mahama will be a clear indication of the government NDC's commitment to tackling the menace. He argued that the promise of a declaration of a state of emergency was part of the party's promises to the people and urged the NDC to take full responsibility for it. He was speaking on Joy FM's Super Morning Show.
Declaration of security zones. This is very much the same as the declaration of river bodies and forest reserves as red zones when I was Minister of Lands. That's exactly what we did, to declare forest reserves and river bodies as red zones. So we will wait for the details of the security zone and what it entails. What would be the contours of the security zone declaration? What is it going to mean? I mean, for example, when we declared red zones, river bodies and forest reserves as red zones, we went as far as burning excavators, which were found 200 meters or so from the banks of all rivers of Ghana and forest reserves. And therefore, it will really come to what the implications will be. What is the ramification of this declaration? What is it going to entail? But the declaration of a state of emergency was a clear commitment by this government. This government committed clearly. It was a social contract. It was an electoral contract between the political party, the NDC, and for that matter, this government and the Ghanaian people, that they believed that the declaration of a state of emergency is the most effective tool at fighting illegal small scale mining. So that's what people are calling on them to do.
President Akufo-Addo never buckled under any pressure to declare security zones. Is that not exactly what John Mahama is doing?
But President Akufo-Addo never promised to declare a state of emergency. He never committed to declare a state of emergency. He never did. When TUC threatened a strike action, UTAC actually declared a strike action and insisted that, and the Bishops' Conference insisted that we should declare a state of emergency. The NDC said they will. But these are two different things.
But isn't it because the President Akufo-Addo thought it was a bad idea?
Well, President Akufo-Addo never said it was a bad idea.
He never said it was a bad idea.
Right. But the most important thing is that this government believed that a state of emergency is the best tool to deal with illegal small-scale mining. And they have the opportunity, and that's why people are saying, follow through with your commitment of declaring a state of emergency to deal with illegal small-scale mining. It's merits or otherwise, we can get into.
He also issued a strong caution against politicizing the fight, emphasizing that both the NDC and the NPP must come together in a united front to deal with the destructive activity which continues to threaten the country's natural resources.
We will not make a headway if we politicize this matter. Of course, the NDC were huge beneficiaries of galamsey politics in the run-up to the 2024 elections. The NPP lost considerably in 2020 and lost even more, even much more in the 2024 elections. And there's a tendency for the NPP and its collaborators to say this is payback time. But I just will advise that we should not go down that route because it will just not help. You will not have the political will and spine to deal with this matter if your political opponents are kicking galamsey as a football. It should be a national call, and all of us should be united in the fight against illegal small-scale mining. But having said that, it's absolutely important, Kujo, also to make the point, Blessed and Winston, that you cannot also say don't politicize it. Mm-hmm. And when your government, your party comes into office, the leadership of your party, the rank and file of a party, now say, this is our turn. This is our turn to take concessions. This is our turn to jump into the fray and to mine indiscriminately. And that security people cannot arrest us. They cannot sanction us. They cannot, the route to coming to grips with illegal small scheme. And that I've said so many times.
Well, the Executive Secretary of the National Commission on Small Arms and Light Weapons, Dr. Adam Bona, has also been speaking about the menace. He says the fight against illegal mining has become increasingly difficult due to the proliferation of firearms in the country.
I'm saying it's becoming difficult to fight because people have weapons. Without the weapons, it would have been easy to fight galamsey. Can you imagine, just recently we had an issue of some hijacking of a vehicle Accra Kumasi Trunk Road, which was very worrying. And you can say for a very long time, not much has been done in the area of making sure these things, we nip them in the bud. Mm-hmm. But since I took over together with the team and government, fortunately, the president is 100% in support of what we are doing. My minister, Honorable Mutaka Mubarak, giving us some resources we need to do this. You know, to ensure that if we can fight gun violence and gun racketing in Ashanti region, fighting it in the country will be easy. If we can, but you see, this is something that I would say this government inherited. Mm-hmm. For a very long time, not much was done to ensure that we mop up, you know, stockpiles of weapons that are in the hands of wrong people.
Well, he further hinted at a forthcoming government announcement on decisive measures to tackle gun violence.
Not so future. You are going to hear a big announcement either coming from His Excellency the President or the Honorable Interior Minister himself with how gun, you know, how we are going to deal with this. I don't want to speak ahead of them, but something significant. We haven't done that for probably, I'm not too sure.
Give us a gist about it. What is the announcement going to be on?
I wouldn't want to. I'll leave it.
How soon is it going to be?
Oh, I'm sure in the next week or two.
That was the Executive Secretary of the National Commission on Small Arms and Light Weapons, Dr. Adam Bunner. In other news, Ghana's legal landscape is being shaken up by a landmark Supreme Court case challenging the Ghana Bar Association's constitutional monopoly. The lawsuit filed by South Dye MP, Roxanne Nelson, the Fiamapo, lawyer Israel Tete, and the Ghana Law Society argues that the GBA's exclusive powers infringe on lawyers' rights to associate freely and don't serve the profession's best interests. The plaintiffs are seeking clarification on whether Ghana Bar Association in the 1992 Constitution refers exclusively to the current GBA or encompasses all lawyer associations. Now, speaking on News Desk with my colleague Mamisi Nyamiche Thompson, Dr. Jennifer Morris-Ajay claims GBA's dominance restricts their right to join other professional bodies, violating Article 17 and 21 of the Constitution.
They are not serving our interests. The ideologies that they have are not consistent with the ideologies that some of us have. And it is part of the reasons why we want that monopoly to be broken. Because, there are a number of things going on in the Ghana Bar Association that, I mean, some of us are not happy. And it seems to be. Because, for instance, you make payment of dues for the entire year and you get nothing from the association. That is a fact. A common sticker that the association has, you have to purchase the sticker from your own pocket. The association organizes conferences and you have to pay for those conferences aside the national dues that we pay. And I mean, the legal landscape right now is expanding. And so if that is the case, then it means people's rights to join associations are being trampled upon, because the Constitution at a point cannot give people the freedom to join any association of their choice, and at one point in time also restrict and restrain the same people that do not join any other association.
We have on the line now Dr. Jennifer Morris, and she's the counsel for the plaintiff. Good afternoon. Thank you for your time on the Midday News.
Hello, good afternoon.
Some people are of the view that this is a political move to disband the current Ghana Bar Association. Is that the case?
Thank you very much. Good afternoon to listeners and doctors. I must say that this is not a political case. There is only a coincidence between what is currently happening and then the issuance of this week. There is no politics attached to this. And so those who are reading this into the politics of it are...
Dr. Jennifer, can you hear me? Unfortunately, we've lost the line to Dr. Jennifer. We'll try and reconnect with Dr. Jennifer later. Right now, we have a co-plaintiff. We have a phone call to deal with the co-plaintiff, Israel Tete. And good afternoon. Thank you for your time on the Midday News.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Well, we've heard one of your lawyers, but what are the core reasons prompting this writ?
It's purely constitutionalism issue. We want to enforce fair rights for all Ghanaians, of which we lawyers are also part. So we strongly believe that it's about time, even if the framers thought otherwise at the time. Circumstances have changed, and that calls for some pronouncements from the highest court of the land to make some declarations and to set the stage perfect or right for all players in the field.
Also want to find out, the law association, what's your interest in becoming an independent body?
If I get your question, you mean why do we want to have a separate body?
Exactly.
It's freedom of association. Article 21 guarantees that. And so no one bounds or binds anybody to belong to a particular association. We must have that freedom. And that freedom is guaranteed already. So we are only asking the courts to enforce what is already tried in law.
Thank you very much for your time, Israel Teta, and he's a co-plaintiff in this issue. Now let's stay on legal matters, and Director of Special Operations at the National Security, Richard Jagpa, is fighting former Attorney General Godfred Dame as he petitions the Criminal Investigations Department of the Ghana Police Service, demanding an investigation into former Attorney General over alleged misconduct and attempted evidence manipulation. Jagpa, who was a third accused in the high-profile ambulance procurement scandal involving minority leader Dr. Kassiel Atifosen, has cast a spotlight on what he describes as pressure to act against his will. Now let's get more on this for my colleague Mamiesi Nyamiche-Thompson on this petition. Mamiesi, quickly run us through the demands of this petition.
Well, Pell, so Mr. Jagpa accuses the former Attorney General, Godfred Yabo Adame, of soliciting his cooperation to, quote, testify in a manner to incriminate the first accused, which is Dr. Atifosen, who is currently the Finance Minister and Acting Defence Minister, and to help fast-track the conclusion of the ambulance case. Now, the petition also details a phone conversation allegedly held on March 26, 2024, between Mr. Jagpa himself and Mr. Dame, which Mr. Jagpa claims he has attached as evidence. And according to him, during the call, the then Attorney General advised him on how to answer questions during cross-examination, specifically regarding letters of credit, in a way that would implicate Dr. Atifosen, contrary to Mr. Jagpa's own understanding of the matters. Well, he further alleges that Mr. Dame instructed him to procure a false medical excuse duty to delay his court appearance until the AG returned from a trip abroad, a suggestion Mr. Jagpa says he declined as criminal, dishonest and unethical. Pell.
Thank you very much, Mamiesi Nyamiche-Thompson, for that update. Now let's stay on legal matters, and Chief Justice Paul Bathobon is becoming the Ghana Law Society's push for official recognition as a licensed association. The move comes in the wake of an ongoing Supreme Court case that challenges the long-standing dominance of the Ghana Bar Association in representing the country's lawyers. The Ghana Law School, alongside private practitioners and Member of Parliament Roxanne Nelson Dafiamakpo, is asking the court to rule that references to the Ghana Bar Association in the 1992 Constitution shall not apply exclusively to the GBA but to all professional lawyer groups. While the Law Society paid a visit to the Chief Justice this morning, gaining his backing to be recognized.
I'm also happy to note that we are currently reviewing education curricula for kindergarten to primary six. And our emphasis is one, we want to introduce electronics, robotics, coding, and AI into the very formative ages of young learners. It is our firm belief, again in your dream, that foundational learning holds the key to educational success generally. And we intend with your support to invest more in foundational learning.
Well, let's bring you other stories now. And the Energy Committee of Parliament has today begun a three-day tour of a number of agencies under the Ministry of Energy and Green Transition. The team is currently in Tema, and my colleague James Aveji joins us live with details. Good afternoon, and thank you for your time on the Midday News. James, bring us up to speed with what has been happening so far.
Well, so the committee have just finished that interrogation, meeting with the grid company, and a number of issues have been coming up. You recall that when GRIDCO appeared before the PURC to justify the 135% request for increment in their transmission tariffs, one key issue Nanaya Jantua told us was about the activities of Galamseys. Today, what we have been told is that the situation is so dire that now we have Galamseys shooting at GRIDCO officials who go on site to work on their transmission towers. And so the appeal is for government, especially the security agencies, to give them some sort of security to step up their safety on the field. Other than that, we may be confronted with a situation where a number of the transmission towers of GRIDCO would be coming down, and that would affect power transmission and supply across the country. That's the major issue that's been coming up so far, Pearl.
Thank you very much, James, for that. You're listening to the Midday News. Still to come, government set to review the curricula for kindergarten through to primary six in what the education minister describes as a bold step to reshape the country's educational foundation.
But I've assured the Director General of GES that they have your absolute support in ensuring and not compromising on any matter of discipline.
Brush my teeth with Kale Charcoal Toothpaste. This gives me confidence all day.
Anytime you meet Ama, don't be surprised I smile showing my beautiful white teeth. Because I don't have cavity, thanks to Kale Charcoal Toothpaste for its natural charcoal properties. In fact, we are like twins. I can't go without my Kale Charcoal Toothpaste.
Sabi why I dey use Kale Charcoal Toothpaste morning and night when I dey go bed self. It dey make my teeth white where it dey comot every scent from my mouth inside. My confidence level dey go up. So I dey show my 32 teeth all.
Introducing the Kale Charcoal Toothpaste, formulated with activated bamboo charcoal powder, ensures whiter teeth and removes bad breath. The strong natural property of the activated bamboo charcoal removes bacteria, absorbs surface stains on our teeth caused by coffee, wines, and tobacco. Welcome, Kale Charcoal Toothpaste. Kale Charcoal Toothpaste. Sankofa Yenchi.
Kale. Happy smile.
This advert is FDA approved.
Life is everywhere.
The winning season is back, but this time I am collecting the wins like jollof at a wedding. The luckiest season 3 is here. Your chance to flip your luck or maybe your bank account too.
Two easy ways to join. Dial *712#. Hit 1 to buy for you or 2 to gift a friend. Feeling lucky? Pick 1 for a random number or hit 2 to choose your own. Pay with mobile money. Done. You're in.
Or go to theluckiestafrica.com, click community tickets, choose your number, or let the system do so for you. You can buy a ticket for your boo or your favorite barber. Pay with Momo or card if you are abroad.
One ticket could turn your one Ghana cedi into 500 times more. And the whole community could win 10 times over.
Dial *712# or log on.
Let's get lucky together because luck is everywhere.
And you're welcome back to the Midday News. It's time for sport, and Mubarak is here.
Yes, Pearl. So the Ghana Boxing Authority says it will introduce medical support for boxers after their bouts following the sudden passing of Ernest Akushe, popularly known as Bahobali. Now, the boxer died just 11 days after his super middleweight contest with Jacob Dixon at the Bukom Boxing Arena. Bahobali is the second boxer to die in the country this year after Nigeria's Gabriel Oluwasegun. Here is Acting GBA President Roger Bano.
Once the fight is over and then you go home, you have got nothing to do with the promoter if something happens. The GBA or the commission or the sanctioning bodies has no hand in anything that happens. Because once the fight is over, it's over. And based on this, together with the medical team of the Ghana Boxing Authority, we are putting up a structure that just after fights, probably the next few days, you will be asked to come to the hospital or the medical department, and it'll be taking care of you. Because this is a wake-up call and then a learning curve for us all. So from now on, that is what we have decided to do as a commission or as an authority.
Yeah, that's the acting president of the Ghana Boxing Authority, Roger Bano.
Thank you very much, Mubarak, for the sports news. In other news, Education Minister Haruna Idrisu is spearheading a transformative initiative to revamp the country's basic school curriculum, covering kindergarten to primary six. This bold move aims to equip young learners with the essential skills and knowledge needed to excel in the educational journey and beyond. Ms. Idrisu made the announcement during the Vice President's visit to his ministry, her first since becoming Ghana's first female Vice President.
I'm also happy to note that we are currently reviewing education curricula for kindergarten to primary six. And our emphasis is one, we want to introduce electronics, robotics, coding, and AI into the very formative ages of young learners. It is our firm belief, again in your dream, that foundational learning holds the key to educational success generally. And we intend with your support to invest more in foundational learning.
The minister also raised alarm over what he called the stubborn culture of indiscipline spreading across senior high schools. According to him, government has taken urgent steps to address violent incidents and misconduct among students.
We've noticed a worrying phenomenon, which is un-Ghanaian, of Ghanaian students having wiped out some schools, whether it's a machete or it's a gun or a cutlass, not acceptable for our campus. So we are beginning to emphasize that NASIA should play a more elaborate role, and schools should conduct randomized searches in order that students don't go into campus with this. But I've assured the Director General of GES that they have your absolute support in ensuring and not compromising on any matter of discipline.
We can now hear from the Vice President, Professor Jingnano Pokoajima, because she has reiterated the government commitment to improving and expanding education across the country.
Our interest is not only the numbers, it's also to ensure that you can diversify the tertiary space and theme them. And you can see that is why we did the Eastern University the way we did. And that is also part of the reason why we raised the status of the polytechnics to technical universities. It wasn't a joke. Some people thought that we had thrown away the polytechnics and now we are doing universities. That's not the case. We didn't think it was right to tell anyone that, oh, you can, if you are studying a technical subject, the highest you could go was an HND. And that was also not helping us with our own economic development, because it's about the quality of the human resource that will drive that economy.
You hear that, the Vice President, Professor Jane Nano Pukwajima. It's time for What's Trending on Social Media. Nadubi Asar is here. We are learning that Mr. Easy and Kin Promise.
Exactly. They've released another beautiful Nigerian-Ghanaian collabo.
Really?
This is an inspiration from Mr. Easy's wedding.
You know, he recently.
So that's it. It's topping the charts. See what we've done.